A little-known building on NKU's campus is getting a major upgrade, but most people barely know the building exists at all. I'm WVXU's Tana Weingartner. Sitting atop a hill across from the school library next to the Honors Building is a small log cabin.
The building that's kind of behind these bushes here, Do you know what it is?
No.
I have no clue.
I don't know. I just know that it has something to do with honors. Like something, I don't know.
Students Megan Foster, Garrett Fry, and Elizabeth Cryer aren't alone. Almost no one knows what the cabin is or where it came from. Paul Reichert has taught at NKU in various capacities for 30 years.
Well, it looks better than it did years ago. It was in pretty bad shape for a while, so I'm glad they fixed it up a little bit. And it's kind of symbolic, I think, of the progress of education in the state of Kentucky, from a log cabin to big, massive structures like we have here today.
My name is Brian Hackett. I'm the director of the public history program here at Northern Kentucky University.
Hackett is the man behind the cabin's renovations, and he says Reichert is right about the building's symbolism.
This building is a representation of what an early schoolhouse may have looked like in Kentucky. This building was brought here about 1979 by a former president of the university who believed that this would be a good way to show from the modern university back to the early roots of education.
Hackett is leading the effort to convert the schoolhouse back into a classroom. Soon, the 1840s era building will be updated with everything from electricity to Wi-Fi.
The look will definitely be a good 19th century look, but the building itself, if it's supposed to represent a school, it's got to be a school. And so we want it to be a place where people can really come and learn in a different type of environment than a sterile classroom.
Outside the cabin, the grounds are being turned into a living laboratory. Native grasses and trees are being planted for environmental science majors to study. Hackett's public history students will use it to learn about preserving historic places. Plus, he hopes other majors will find ways to use the classroom space, too. The building itself is proving a font of information about life in early rural Kentucky. Hackett says workers have found part of a dress with a glass button shoved between the chinking. They discovered lead pellets lodged in one of the walls, indicating a shotgun blast. And they've uncovered evidence the schoolhouse isn't just one building at all, but was really made out of parts of three buildings. Hackett is aiming to have the classroom ready for use sometime next year. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.